This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and there is a big event coming up in just a few days. And here to talk about the Relay for Life of Livingston County is Megan Barton. She is the event chair. Megan, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's important to have you here because you can fill us in on everything that's going on with this great annual event to raise money. So first of all, for anyone who doesn't know, what is the Relay for Life?
The Relay for Life is an event that our county has been holding for 25 years where we are raising money for cancer research and trying to find a cure.
And what exactly is the relay part of it? How does it all work?
So back in the day, it used to be a 24-hour event where local businesses and groups would form teams and walk around a track and raising money. That event has evolved over the years. We're now just a couple hours during the day. We've been holding this event up on the Pontiac Square for the last couple of years. A lot of traditional pieces still in play where you're welcome to form teams and raise money and walk around our track around the square. But ultimately, we're gathering together in a common goal to fight cancer.
So, Megan, this event is coming up on August the 6th. Is it still possible to be a part of it? Can people still sign up?
Yes, definitely. We will take teams, donations, luminaria. We will take everything up till the day of and even the day of. So there are plenty of ways for people to still be involved.
We're talking with Megan Barton today. She's the event chair for the Relay for Life of Livingston County. It is coming up in just a few days. And Megan, you mentioned something that a lot of people really look forward to each year, and that's the luminaria ceremony. Can you explain what that is?
So the luminaria ceremony is a special part of our evening. Throughout the course of the event, you will see us putting out luminaria bags in honor of and remembering of cancer survivors that are still fighting, still living, or those that are tragically gone. So we have those bags set up around the square, and we put glow sticks in them so they illuminate during the evening, and it's just a special part of our event. And the luminary ceremony specifically is where we all gather in moments of silence where we sit and read the names of all of the survivors, all the people still fighting, those we've lost that are on the bag. So it's just a special time where we can just all gather and remember why we're there and what our purpose is.
Well, Megan, we run short of time in these interviews, so let me make sure I ask you, how can people purchase a luminaria? How can people be a part of the relay? What do they have to do? How do they get in touch with you?
So for the luminaria bags, they can purchase them in person. There are forms at local businesses around Pontiac, but I think around the county as well. They can also come to the event and purchase those luminaria. As far as the event as a whole, everybody is welcome to come out on August 6th from 5 to 9 o'clock. We will have some entertainment on the stage and some food trucks and games for the kids. And our main focus is a drive-through luminaria ceremony this year. Due to COVID restrictions, we can't do our full event, but there are still quite a few things going on to try to make it as special as possible for our 25th anniversary.
And all of this is happening on the square in downtown Pontiac near the historic courthouse. Is there anything else you'd like folks to know? Anything else they should be aware of before they come out and join you for this great event?
We welcome the communities in the area, especially all of Livingston County, to come out and just be there to honor those that we've lost and honor those that are still fighting while also gathering for a wonderful cause that affects us all.
If a person would just like to make a contribution, is there a Facebook page? Is there an online presence where they can do that?
Yeah, so if they go to relayforlife.org, they can search the Livingston County, Illinois Relay event and make donations there online. We are also on Facebook at Relay for Life of Livingston County, Illinois. They can message us through there and we can get in contact with them on how to make that donation. They are also welcome to come the day of, whether that's them coming for the event as a whole or just stopping by to drop off donations the day of as well.
Well, we hope it's another wonderful event, and it is a tremendous annual event here in Livingston County. So, Megan, thank you for your efforts, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Megan Barton is the event chair for the Relay for Life of Livingston County. It is coming up on the afternoon and evening of August the 6th. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.